Blog Talk Radio.
This morning. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
Doing great, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, man, I tell you, I am feeling awesome this morning. I've been up since, what, 3 o'clock?
Wow.
And I know. I love that quiet time in the morning and preparing, you know, for the lesson today. And I'm grateful and just grateful to be alive and grateful to be experiencing this, the joy of living, what life is all about. And today we get to explore, you know, finding your purpose and understanding your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Would you take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. Father, we thank you for life itself, that it has meaning for everyone. And our real meaning is to come here to share and to extend our spiritual selves with others. We chose to come here and share in the goodness, in spite of what some people believe or want to believe or do. Every life on this planet has a divine meaning. You are our mentor. Let us tune in with meditation, understanding the broadening horizons of life on each level. It does not stop. It does not end with something called death. You are life eternal. We keep getting every part of life in our bodies renewed all the time. Life is extended through the power of yourself. Thank you for being in us. And the more we receive your energy, the more life we have, and the more extension of life we have, and the more power we have, and the more love we can share. As we're in the body and alive, we give you thanks. We know that you give us grace, as no one else can do, divine favor. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. So Deepak opens this chapter saying this: everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift or a special talent to give others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and the exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of all goals. Wow. And there are a couple of key words here. Service to others. And then you get to experience the ecstasy of your own spirit. And that's the ultimate goal. And then he goes on to quote this beautiful excerpt from The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. When you work, you are a flute through whose heart the whispering of the hours turns to music. And what is it to work with love? It is to weave the cloth with threads drawn from your heart, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. So what is he saying? To work is to love. Love what you do. And it needs to come from your heart. How many of you are getting up in the morning and going to do a job and get paid for it, and that work is coming from your heart? That you're passionate about it. And I can tell you, if you're not, I understand, because I was there. And, you know, we can rationalize it all day long. I need to make money. I need to pay my rent. I need to pay my bills. And I'm not telling you to quit your job. I'm not telling you how to live it, but I'm just how to live your life by no means. I'm just asking you to ponder this, because I know the Holy Spirit will guide you into making the right decisions for yourself. So let's get started with the chapter. The seventh spiritual law of success is the law of Dharma. And Dharma is a Sanskrit word that means purpose in life. So the law of Dharma says that we have taken manifestation in physical form to fulfill a purpose. The field of pure potentiality is divinity in its essence, and the divine takes human form to fulfill a purpose. Now, when we were in church, they said that the Word became flesh. Is that not the divinity taking human form? So doesn't Jesus' life represent to us, it represents what is occurring with us? The Word has taken form. The essence, pure potentiality, has taken physical form. And it causes you to look at the life of Jesus a little differently. And didn't Jesus' life have a whole purpose? Where he came, he taught, he died. It was an example. He was the way shower of how to live by faith and not by sight. How to forgive ourselves, forgive others. Passion. Just some powerful things to think about this morning. So according to this law, you have a unique talent and a unique way of expressing it. There is something that you can do better than anyone else in the whole world. And for every unique talent and unique expression of that talent, there are also unique needs. And when these needs are matched with the creative expression of your talent, that is the spark that creates affluence. So expressing your talents to fulfill needs creates unlimited wealth and abundance. That's why you have your gifts. That's why you have your talents. God sent you on this planet Earth ready. He sent you prepared. He sent you with everything that you need. Are you living your purpose? Are you sharing your gift to uplift mankind? Do you even know what your gift is? Have you even taken the time to figure it out? Have you even taken the time to ask God, what is it that I do best? If you could start children right from the beginning with this thought, you'd see the effect it has on their lives. In fact, I did this with my own children. Again and again, I told them there was a reason why they were born here. They had to find out what that reason was for themselves. From the age of 4 years, they heard this. I also taught them to meditate. When they were about the same age, and I told them, I never ever want you to worry about making a living. Are you unable, if you're unable to make a living when you grow up, I'll provide for you. So don't worry about that. I don't want you to focus on doing well in school. I don't want you to focus on getting the best grades are going to the best colleges. What I really, really, really want you to focus on is asking yourself, how can you serve humanity? And asking yourself, what unique talents that you have? Because you have a unique talent, and no one else has. And you have a special way of expressing that talent. And no one else has it. And you know what? Deepak says they ended up going to the best schools, getting the best grades. And even in college, they are unique in that they are financially self-sufficient because they are focused on what they are here to give. And this then is the law of Dharma. Oh my goodness, are you guys breathing? Are you breathing? Because you know all wisdom is in the breath. So there are three components to the law of Dharma. The first component says that each of us is here to discover our true self, to find out on our own what our true self is spiritually, and that essentially we are spiritual beings that have taken manifestation in physical form. We're not human beings that have occasional spiritual experiences, no. It's the other way around. We are spiritual beings that have occasional human experiences. Hello? I'm waking up this morning. Whoa, I'm just waking up with this message. Each of us is here to discover our higher self or our spiritual self. That's the first fulfillment of the law of Dharma. We must find out for ourselves that inside us is a god or a goddess, an embryo that wants to be born so that we can express our divinity. Is God knocking at your heart right now? Let me out. Let me speak for you. Let me speak through you. Let me speak through to others through you, through your gifts, through your talents. Please, let me express myself through you. Are you closing that door? The second component of the law of Dharma is to express our unique talents. The law of Dharma says that every human being has a unique talent. You have a talent that is unique in its expression. So unique that there's no one else alive on this planet that has that talent or that expression of that talent. And this means that there's one thing that you can do, one thing that you can do, and one way of doing it that is better than anyone else on this entire planet. And when you're doing that one thing, you lose all track of time. When you're expressing that one unique talent that you possess, or more than one unique talent in many cases, the expression of that talent takes you into timeless awareness. I can tell you that time stops when you're in your passion. The reason I say it stops is because you're completely unaware of time. You love what you're doing. You're so much. It doesn't matter what time it is. Wow. So the third component of the law of Dharma is service to humanity. To serve your fellow human beings and to ask yourself the questions, how can I help? How can I help all those that I come in contact with? And when you combine the ability to express your unique talent with service to humanity, then you make full use of the law of Dharma. And coupled with the experience of your own spirituality, the field of pure potentiality, there is no way you will not have access to unlimited abundance, because that is the real way abundance is achieved. Let's stop and look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates was in school. He was at Harvard. He dropped out. Why? There was something inside of him that says, if I don't move forward with this thing that is pushing through me right now, this vision that I have to have a computer on every desk in America or all over the world, that to transform the way people communicate and do business, if I don't move on it now, I'm going to miss it. So he got off the track and pursued that which God was pushing through him. Is he abundantly wealthy? Yes. And you know, we don't need to look at things from a standpoint of just money. You know, whether these people accumulate huge amounts of money. But success can be measured on so many levels. Are you peaceful? Are you at joy? Do you have a large family that loves and adores you? All because you pursued that which was passionate. Do you have a constant flow of customers? You never have to work at bringing in customers. Because you have wonderful word of mouth, everybody sharing how fabulous you are because you love what you do. When you are doing God's gift through you, the seed to meet all of your needs was within that talent, within that gift. Everything else will flow from that full expression. I hope I'm making sense here. The seed to meet all of your needs. It's complete. The gift is complete. It comes with the gift. To express the gift, everything that you need in order to do the gift will appear and come into your circumstances, whether it be circumstances or people, it will come into your field, your energetic field. You will magnify it, and all of your needs are met. If you make great cakes and you decide to share those cakes with everybody, everything that you need to do that will come to you. You remember yesterday I was talking about the artists? I don't know why I went on that rampage yesterday about artists and you know, how they go without, because all they're driven by this passion for what they're doing, for their gift. But their needs get met. Their needs get met. So, Deepak goes on to talk about the quality of the abundance when you utilize your gift. He says this is not a temporary abundance. It's permanent because of your unique talent, your way of expressing it, and your service and dedication to your fellow human beings, which you discover through asking the question, how can I help, instead of what's in it for me? And what's wrong with our society right now? They're all saying, what's in it for me? And that's the old way. It's going out the window, whether they want it to or not. It's because younger people are transforming. When I'm reading a book on social media now, and how and why social media is the phenomenon that it is. And do you know what they say? They say, okay, we have publishing, and publishing was about people going to school, studying writing, studying journalism, getting select jobs. These were people that were passionate about writing and getting these jobs. And then these publishers, you know, would publish a newspaper or books or whatever, and they selected who you were going to hear. And you were talked to. You were talked to. People were writing and talking to you. Social media eliminated the selectivity and moved us into community where we are sharing with. So do you see the connection of why I'm saying what's in it for me is gone? Because if we look at social media, now we see it's really about the process of sharing. It's about creating a community. And it's not about how much I get. Look how much information flows to us that is free. People sharing their gifts, their talents. I mean, it may be something as weird as someone who loves some strange animal and as a pet. What, ferrets maybe. And they get on and they blog all about ferrets. And there are other people out there that go, that's interesting, ferrets. And they're following ferrets. And then they may go and get a ferret. But then they start sharing videos of their ferrets and you know, what makes them happy and what makes them, why they do this. And they're analyzing all of that. Why? They're sharing. It's all changing. If you just take the time and look around you, you'll see how everything is changing because we're sharing. It's time for you to share your gift. Share your gift. So the question, what's in it for me, is the internal dialogue of the ego. It's asking how can I help is the internal dialogue of the spirit. The spirit is that domain of your awareness where you experience your universality. And just sifting your internal dialogue from what's in it for me to how can I help? Well, you automatically go beyond the ego into the domain of your spirit. And while meditation is the most useful way of entering the domain of the spirit, simply shifting your internal dialogue to how can I help? That will help you access the spirit, the domain of your awareness, where your experience, where you experience your universality. So if you want to make the maximum use of the law of Dharma, then you have to take, you have to make several commitments. And the first commitment is to say, I am going to seek my higher self, which is beyond my ego, through a spiritual practice. And the second commitment is, I'm going to discover my unique talents. And finding my unique talents, I'm going to enjoy myself, because the process of enjoyment occurs when I go into timeless awareness. And that's when I'm in a state of bliss. Your third commitment is, I am going to ask myself how I am best suited to serve humanity. I'm going to ask that question and then put it into practice. I'm going to use my unique talents to serve the needs of my fellow human beings. And I will match those needs to my desire to help and serve others. So sit down and make a list of an answer to these two questions. One, ask yourself, if money was no concern and you had all the time and all the money in the world, what would you do? If you would still do what you currently do, then you are in Dharma, because you have passion for what you do. And you are expressing the unique talents, your unique talents. And then I want you to ask yourself, how am I best suited to serve humanity? Answer that question and put it into practice. Discover your divinity. Find your unique talent. Serve humanity with it, and you can generate all the wealth that you want. When your creative expression matches the needs of your fellow humans, then wealth will spontaneously flow from the unmanifest into the manifest, from the realm of the spirit to the world of form. And you will begin to experience your life as a miraculous expression of divinity, not just occasionally, but all the time. And you will know true joy and the true meaning of success, the ecstasy and the exaltation of your own spirit. So let's talk about applying this law in your life. Take a deep breath. Today, I will lovingly nurture the god or the goddess in embryo that lies deep within my soul. I will pay attention to the spirit within me that animates both my body and my mind. I will awaken myself to this deep stillness within my heart. I will carry the consciousness of timeless, eternal being in the midst of time-bound experience. I will make a list of my unique talents, and then I will list all the things that I love to do while expressing my unique talents. And when I express my unique talents and use them in the service of humanity, I lose track of time and I create abundance in my life as well as in the lives of others. I will ask myself daily, how can I serve? How can I help? And the answers to these questions will allow me to help and serve my fellow human beings with love. So, Albert Einstein says, I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details. Deepak goes into a summary, and I'm just going to share some of it with you today. He says that the universal mind choreographs everything. Everything that is happening in billions of galaxies with eloquent and elegant precision and unfaltering intelligence. Its intelligence is ultimate and supreme, and it permeates every fiber of existence, from the smallest to the largest, from the atom to the cosmos. Everything that is alive is an expression of this intelligence, and this intelligence operates through the seven spiritual laws that we have journeyed through. So if you look at any cell in the human body, you will see through its functioning the expression of these laws. Every cell, whether it's a stomach cell, a heart cell, a brain cell, it has its birth in the law of pure potentiality. DNA is a perfect example of pure potentiality. Because, in fact, it is the material expression of pure potentiality. The same DNA existing in every cell expresses itself in different ways in order to fulfill the unique requirements of that particular cell. And each cell also operates through the law of giving. A cell is alive and healthy when it is in a state of balance and equilibrium. And that this state of equilibrium is one of fulfillment and harmony, but it is maintained by a constant give and take. Each cell gives to and supports every other cell, and in turn is nourished by every other cell. So the cell is always in a state of what? Dynamic flow. And the flow is never interrupted. In fact, the flow is the very essence of the life of the cell. And only by maintaining this life of giving is the cell able to receive and thus continue its vibrant existence. Of course, we talked about the law of karma. And the law of karma is exquisitely executed by every cell because built into its intelligence is the most appropriate and precisely correct response to every situation as it occurs. And then there's the law of least effort, which is also exquisitely executed by every cell in the body. It does its job with quiet efficiency in the state of restful alertness. And through the law of intention and desire, every intention of every cell harnesses the infinite organizing power of nature's intelligence. Even a simple intention such as metabolizing a molecule of sugar immediately sets off a symphony of events in the body, where precise amounts of hormones have to be secreted to precise moments to convert this molecule of sugar into pure creative energy. And of course, every cell expresses the law of detachment. It is detached from the outcome of its intentions. It doesn't stumble or falter because its behavior is a function of life-centered present moment awareness. Each cell also expresses the law of Dharma. Each cell must discover its own source, the higher self. It must serve its fellow beings and express its unique talents. Why? How? Heart cells, stomach cells, the immune cells, all have their source in the higher self, the field of what? Pure potentiality. And because they are directly linked to this cosmic computer, they can express their unique talents with effortless ease and timeless awareness. Only by expressing their unique talents can they maintain both their own integrity and the integrity of the whole body. Can you see how this correlation works? I love how Deepak is bringing all of these laws down to a granular level of a single cell. And trillions of cells make up your body. But he's showing you the single cell, how it survives based on these seven spiritual laws. He says, the internal dialogue of every cell in the human body is, how can I help? Who is it? Bruce Lipton says that each of these cells can function on their own independently, but in the body, they function as a group, as community. And I'm tying that back to social media, creating what? Community. Sharing. Are we sharing for the highest good of the community? Deepak says the heart cells want to help the immune cells. The immune cells want to help the stomach and lung cells. And the brain cells are listening to and helping every other cell. Every cell in the human body has only one function, to help every other cell. Community. So by looking at the behavior of the cells of our own body, we can observe the most extraordinary and the most efficient expression of these seven spiritual laws. And this is the genius of nature's intelligence. These are the thoughts of God. The rest are details. I'm going to close it there. I'm going to close it there. This has been a powerful, powerful journey. Every book we take, I say that. Every book we pick up and we go through, I say that. I say, wow, this has been a powerful journey. I hope that this has sparked something in you to say, thank you, God. If you have a question or a comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Good morning, 6259. You're on the air.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Cody. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, after hearing that powerful word.
I'm telling you.
That was on time for me. Specifically because I'm in the process of, after so many years in the bail farm business, I don't have my connections with the insurance company. And I asked God, why is it at this age and in this time, and how hard I fought this thing and built this thing, that this happened. And I tuned into you, and I realized that wasn't my passion. That was my living, but it wasn't my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I just want to do my passion. What it is, I'm not certain. have an idea, but I just want to thank you for such a powerful message. I mean, it was on time for me. Thank you, too, Dr.
Thank
Reggie.
Thank you. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Yes.
Hey, brother. Thank
hey,
you.
How are you?
Well, I'm here.
That's right, and you're going to be here and be fine and be well and be in the flow of energy and love.
Thank you. Thank you both. I'll talk to you later, Cynthia.
All right. Thanks for calling. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Wow. It's quiet. That's okay. I understand. Well,
it's a beautiful message, and it teaches us a lot about just living. We don't merely exist. We thrive and live in the Christ consciousness, the mantle and the blueprint of the Christ mind. We're here for a specific purpose. Everybody has an original, organic talent, not one they learned in school, but even beyond that, one that they came built with already. And when there's karma, you mentioned, that is the divine cosmic justice system. It teaches us a major lesson. So our lesson here is to learn to live and to serve and to do it with an energy of gratitude and thanksgiving, and we'll be fine from then on.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, there is a natural sequence for the application of these laws in your daily life that may help you to remember them. Okay? The law of pure potentiality is experienced through silence, through meditation, through non-judgment, through communion with nature. But it is activated by the law of giving. The principle here is to learn to give that which you seek. That's how you activate the law of pure potentiality. If you seek affluence, give affluence. If you seek money, give money. If you seek love, appreciation, and affection, then learn to give love, appreciation, and affection. And through your actions in the law of giving, you activate the law of karma. You create good karma. Good karma makes everything like me. And then you just don't have to expend a lot of effort to fulfill your desire, which automatically leads to an understanding of the law of least effort. And when everything is easy and everything is effortless and your desires are getting fulfilled, what happens? You spontaneously begin to understand the law of intention and desire. And fulfilling your desires with effortless ease makes it easy for you to practice what? The law of attachment. And finally, as you begin to understand all these laws, you begin to focus on your true purpose in life, which leads to the law of Dharma. And through the use of this law, by expressing your unique talents and fulfilling the needs of your fellow human beings, you begin to create whatever you want, whenever you want it. And you become carefree and joyful, and your life becomes an expression of unbounded love. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our club?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful, wonderful, majestic lesson. Let us live by the principles. Let us live by the words of wisdom under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And let us be free and act as children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Okay, listen, don't forget to press the little link in your email so that you remain on my mailing list. And I love you as God loves you. God bless you.